We are joined by Mr. Leonard Stewart, aviation manager of the Bahamas Tourist Office.
Ah.
That sounds like a fun job.
I'll bet it is. Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning. Good morning to all at EAA from the islands of the Bahamas.
Ah. Well, wait a minute. I got to ask the question. You guys have umbrella drinks down in the Bahamas, right?
This is a standard test.
Yes, we do have a special drink.
I'm in.
We're there.
We're there.
So exactly what is your job? Your job is to make it easy for us to fly to the Bahamas?
That's correct. Make it much easier for pilots to come to the islands of the Bahamas.
Well, Leonard, what does it take to get to the Bahamas? What kind of paperwork
do you
have to file?
Well, basically you would need a passport. As I always say, lots of money. We enjoy money in the Bahamas.
That's what the green is on the card.
I see that.
Yes. Also, you would need to file an EAPUS. If you have not registered, you can register to file for an EAPUS. That's an electronic advanced information service that the United States required all pilots leaving the United States and going to a foreign country like the Bahamas. Then you would file a flight plan, an international flight plan. Head to South Florida, and you're on your way to the islands of the Bahamas.
On our way to in unbelievable amounts of fun and enjoyment.
Not to mention great beaches. I'm thinking about that warm sand now.
Right.
How many airports are there in the Bahamas?
There are 60 airports in the Bahamas, but we have 30 airport of entries in the Bahamas. Okay. Once you arrive in the Bahamas and you arrive at an airport of entry, you are free to go to the other airports in the Bahamas, and you don't have to collect custom anymore.
Sweet. So as long as you're a licensed pilot in America, they don't require any other certifications or anything in Bahamas?
No. Whatever the U.S. requirements are, that's what we allow.
Well, that's
12-inch on your aircraft, your medical, your insurance, all of that.
All of that is the same as it would be in this country. Well, that's easy enough.
And I'm assuming these airports of entry are actually larger airports. I can rent a car. I can find tie-down space for my aircrafts.
On the major islands, we have two major, larger island, Nassau is a capital, home base of our government. And there is a 24-hour airport service there. And there are two airports in the Bahamas that allow for night flight. That's the island of Grand Bahama and the island of New Providence. All other airports in the Bahamas is sun up to sundown, basically.
Well, I'm curious, how many islands are there in the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas, we have roughly 700 islands and keys within the Bahamas archipelago.
Wow.
I had no idea it was that many.
Neither did I. I was figuring it was like 15, 16 islands, but that's a lot of scenery.
It sure is a lot of scenery. You know, we have about 20-something that's inhabited, where we have people that lives on the island, and some of them are just out there just waiting for that great investor to come down to the Bahamas and purchase one of those islands.
Okay.
There you go. Private real estate in the Bahamas.
That's
come
right.
on down and check
and
it out.
I'm assuming that seaplanes are very welcome.
Seaplanes are very welcome. Also, we are now welcoming the light sport aircraft. That has been debatable for a number of years, and so we are now welcoming that with basically the same procedure with the pilot license, the medical. The driver's license will not do. You would need to have a pilot license.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
That sounds very interesting. So what kind of amenities do you have down there in the Bahamas for the tourists?
Well, we have lots of amenities. You mentioned white pristine beaches. We also have the pink sand beach for those who've tired of the white beaches. And that can be found on the island of Harbor Island. If you've been following the news lately, the guy from the United States that left Indiana and went to the Bahamas, the Barefoot Bandit.
Yep.
Oh, yes, our buddy.
Our buddy.
He gave some notoriety to the Bahamas, and it was just letting people them know how easy it is to get to the Bahamas. He leave the United States, and he was there. But basically on the island of Harbor Island and the island of Eleuthera, there is the pink sand beach that you can come to enjoy. Also, our waterways is basically, once you're in your aircraft, it's like a glass-bottom boat. You can see all the fishes all over the ocean. You can swim with the dolphins. You can swim with the pigs. You can swim with the stingrays. So there's lots of things there on the island for you to do.
What are the average water temperatures there on the beaches?
The water temperature is basically between the 60s and the 70s.
Nice.
Very nice.
And it's clear water, too. You can
clear
see
crystal
everything.
Waters. Yes, you can see everything.
All right, that's it. I'm on my way. I'm going to go borrow an airplane.
Start packing those bags. Welcome you, though.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity, but you have more than just beaches and everything, too, right?
Right. Also, not only that, we have a cultural events that a lot of people partake in. During the summer months, we have a Bahamas Gombe Summer Festival. During the winter months, we have a junkanoo that you don't want to miss. That's where you would find the goatskin drum and the cowbells. They are shaking throughout the island, and it's a huge, huge event. And it's normally held Boxing Day. That's the day after Christmas in the Bahamas, as well as on New Year's Day, where you have any members of group from 1,000 to 3,000 members strong in group battling for leadership as well as bragging rights for the year.
Wow.
Wow, I'm not sure I want to get caught in the middle of that.
Well, it's better than running of the bulls, that's for
sure.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
You can't get gored by a drum.
I'll sit and watch on the beach.
Me too. Give me my umbrella drink and let me tickle my feet with the surf and I'll be a happy guy.
How many private aircraft do you get per year?
Roughly per year, it varies, but we get a couple of hundred per year. And we have the, basically with the private aircraft, they mostly like the Outer Islands is what we call the Outer Islands compared to Nassau, which is the capital, and Grand Bahama. But most of the pilots prefer the Outer Islands. They intermingle with the locals. The locals, once they arrive there for the first time and the second time, the locals know their first and their last name, and they get real acquainted with you.
Nice.
Sounds like a very friendly country.
Sounds like I need to pack some luggage.
Yeah. I can't wait for that fourth week of vacation.
Smiling faces at all time for you.
Yeah, the commercials and everything are very alluring. Now, if I was going to come down to the Bahamas, do you guys have a website where I can find out more information?
Yes, we do. Our website, www.bahamas.com. is our general website, and for flying, www.bahamas.com/flying, and we have all the information there, all the resort, all the attraction, and everything is there for you. We have information there before you leave the United States, upon arrival, what to do and what not to do before arriving into the Bahamas.
Sweet.
Sounds very good.
It sounds like it could be a very interesting place. Are there any organized air tours or any organized ground tours for that matter?
Oh, yes, there are. We have a thing called the Bahamas Fly-In that we originate once a month. We have Gateways FBO on the east coast of Florida from Orlando all the way down to Miami, where pilots don't have to lug all of their luggage as far as their life raft and any life preservers. They can rent them down at the FBOs, and they are known as Gateway official FBO to the islands of the Bahamas. They represent us in a nice way that when we are not there, they help you with your paperwork and all the procedures and everything there for you. And it's a 10 or more aircraft where you would rendezvous at the FBO. We do a debriefing and we head into the islands of the Bahamas for the weekend. Most of the time when we originate with these trips, a lot of people go from Friday until Sunday, but a lot of people, once they get in the island, they say, this is so nice, we're going to stay. You guys go back.
we'll stay another year.
Yeah, stay another day or two. Well, who wouldn't want to stay an extra day or two when you're down there?
Exactly.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
I won't be back to work,
yeah,
ever.
I'm sorry, I'm calling in on my vacation.
Sounds like
a wonderful, wonderful opportunity down there, and I'm sure that the people are very friendly. You always see the smiling faces in the advertisements and everything, and it looks like to be a nice, easily affordable getaway for those of us who have aircraft and would like to fly down there. I'd love to do it. It's got to be magnificent.
It sure is. And also, we are here at the Federal Pavilion, where we have pilot information that and brochures that you're quite welcome to come by. Also, we are in Hangar C. 3170 is our booth, where we have all the giveaways, as well as an opportunity to sign up and win a three-day, two-nights free stay at various resorts that we have there on our island.
Sounds good to me.
That's a good thing.
Sounds like we need to stop over there.
Definitely. Going to have to check that out. Where is that again? Hangar C?
Hangar C. It's 3170, the Bahamas Boot.
Very good.
All right.
Well, thank you, Leonard, for joining us. We'll definitely be stopping over in Hangar C.
Leonard Stewart is here from the islands of the Bahamas. Definitely a great tourist attraction and not that far away.
All right.
I'm Fast Eddie.
This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.